It's through the Senate, now over to the House. I'll be giving testimony this week in the House committee on the Medicaid workforce engagement requirements, and then they'll vote it out, I think, in a couple of weeks and then get to the House floor. Essentially, what this represents is a very sensible, very compassionate, very thoughtful package of bills that would require certain people that are receiving Medicaid to seek work and work about. The bill, in its current state, says 29 hours. It'll probably be closer to 20 hours by the time the negotiations processes are completed. And it won't go into effect until this time or later next year, which will give people plenty of time to prepare for it. And the reason for it is this. I'll give you the example. In Healthy Michigan, that's the expanded eligibility population. Only about half of those folks are actually working per the data from the Department of Health and Human Services. And I don't know of a single business in Michigan that doesn't have a for hire sign in its window. And we have a dearth of employees. We have a dearth of workers. And so we know that, by definition, the folks that are in Healthy Michigan are low income but able-bodied, because if they were disabled, they'd be in traditional Medicaid. And we're just attempting to encourage them to engage in the workforce. They can work. They can be getting training for a job that's in demand, and getting education for a job that's in demand. All of those efforts qualify to meet the requirement.